This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the month of October 2023. Strap in tight. October's keyword is whoosh. Two eclipses have us simultaneously zooming ahead and bolting doors on the past. It's a volatile, anything-can-happen pairing, but the skies are encouraging civility, at least through the 22nd. As well as healthy choices and boundaries. Gear shifts accompany the excitement from all the inner planets changing signs. They make possible clear, sensible thinking and action and give us a fighting chance for getting along. The first big event is a solar eclipse, the Libra new moon, October 14, upgrading relationships and our approach to them to support our current conditions and upgraded sense of self. Some of those upgrades come from or force departures, which might be immediate or might be on a time delay. All the departures and arrivals and other big developments come with pressure, raw survival instinct, and a sense of inevitability. Those fly off the moon's wide square to evolutionary change agent Pluto, as well as the sensation of a cosmic finger pushing and poking and pointing the way. One is, actually, a finger of God, formed by awakening Uranus and otherworldly Neptune. Learn more in Out of My Way, the Aries Libra Eclipses of 2023-2025. The second big event is intense and supersized, just in time for Halloween. The Taurus Full Moon Lunar Eclipse, October 28th. This one is wrapping up the evaluation of money and resource issues we've been undergoing for the past 2.5 years. Huge revelations are coming out, followed closely by major departures and slamming doors. With amplifying Jupiter opposing Mercury, they all loom larger than life, like figures casting distorted shadows in a horror film. Adding to the high stakes, the Sun and the Moon are again widely squaring Pluto, this time out of sign and with the luminary squeezing him from opposite directions. We're acutely aware of emotional treasures and costs, and of the tangible ones as well, and where our valuation lands feels inevitable, and no going back. The eclipse's combined impact is not so much a 1-2 punch, but a gigantic jumble of volatility. Fortunately, the skies are equipping us with focus and clear-headedness. No matter what symbolic weather is blowing around you, you can get through by keeping your eye on the bottom line, on details, and on what's in front of you at any given moment. Our communication channels, socializing, and actions all change modes of expression this month, and each shift follows a meeting with the clarifying scythe of Pluto. This means that each area of existence becomes intense, profound, and pared back before the next mode takes over. Thought processes, conversations, and information channels strip down to what's most important when Mercury trines Pluto October 3rd. Time-heavy discussions for then. The messenger god then moves into Libra from October 4th through 21st, which encourages artful phrasing, soft-pedaling messages, and, paradoxically, fighting for justice and harmony, whatever our individual definitions of that may be. Details, boundaries, and improvement all around come back into the picture when Venus enters Virgo and Earth Mother mode, October 8th, for the remainder of the month and beyond. Just before, though, on her way out of Leo, where she's been shining since June, she touches Pluto in an inconjunct, which unleashes adjustments in relationships and self-expression. watch the allure of summer's newcomers dissolve into dust. As Venus changes signs, developments are probable that call on her discernment and tidying skills. The shift coincides with fierce demands for action that are impossible to ignore, from Mars's square to Pluto, October 8th. The impact will not be subtle, but bold, decisive, and possibly cold-blooded. After all, the clash is pitting the god of war against the god of death. The impact primes Mars for his next journey through the power-laden undercurrents of Scorpio, which begins October 12th. Want to research? Work behind the scenes? Maneuver undetected? This is your time. Deep level routing out and cleanup are possible with Venus and Mars traveling sextile by sign. Thanks to them, focused action comes easily once we get past the solar eclipse. Their simpatico potential makes it possible for you to evaluate a situation, then engage in precise, efficient strikes. One of the month's moments of stabilizing lands early in their collaboration. You may not see what's happening, but you will experience results when action hero Mars trines Saturn, planet of structure and adulting, October 13th. Acting responsibly pays off. Acting behind the scenes for the greater good pays off. Trusting your intuition pays off. Perhaps as simply as being in the right place at the right time. Tough conversations and candor in thoughts, in words, with yourself come when Mercury and the Sun square Pluto October 20th and 21st. They then dive into Scorpio October 22nd and 23rd and swim straight into the month's other moments of stabilizing, trining Saturn October 22nd and 24th. Watch for confirmation of hunches and more. Your sixth sense takes the lead the last week of the month. Whatever the lunar eclipse lights up for you, you'll know precisely how to respond. Watch for dazzling, if back room, displays of form following thought when Mercury conjuncts Mars October 29th. One carefully placed whisper could work wonders. The month ends with a surprise party for Halloween. Anything can happen. Last-minute schedule changes that deliver unexpected fun or people. A new person or situation materializing in an empty space created by the lunar eclipse. Something you had never thought possible suddenly becoming possible. Love goddess Venus is trining quick change artist Uranus October 31st. And their collaboration sends us flying out of the month in ways we could not have foreseen at the beginning. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to listen to my weekly forecasts, sign up for my newsletter, and book a session with me. I host the show Celestial Compass on Om Times Radio on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and in the group The Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I post on Instagram and Threads at KABeal. And on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.